3, 2, 1.
Podcast where it may seem like mindless babbling, but I promise there is a point, so just stay with me. I am your host, Christian, so let's get right to it. Okay, here we are, episode 2 of I Have a Point, and I've decided to go with tonight's topic to be celebrity activists. You know, these are celebrities who go out and they pick a cause. And they try to raise money, they try to raise awareness. It usually involves some third world country. Okay, where do I start with this? Charity. Charity is a good thing. Volunteering your time. You know, it's definitely a worthwhile cause, makes you a better person, helps out people in need. I'm not going to sit here and be all hypocritical. I'm going to be honest. I don't really do a lot of charity myself. Sometimes I do. My wife, I really can't say enough good things about my wife. She is one of the most kind-hearted and giving people that I've ever met. She's the co-founder of a nonprofit that uses dogs to go out and help children. They use dogs in reading programs and self-esteem programs and autism programs, things like that. Give her a little plug right here. Charity or the nonprofit is called Karma Dogs. You can find that at www.karmadogs.org. They are in the Baltimore area, so unless you live around Baltimore, Maryland, you know, chances are you're not going to get to see them in action. But they do have some merchandise for sale, which, you know, all the proceeds go towards that nonprofit, you know, their operating expenses and things like that. So, you know, they have T-shirts, they have a necklace. You can just make a straight-up donation. So anyway, www.karmadogs.org. Okay, you know, like I said, I don't do a lot of charity work myself. I don't know why. I feel like I'm busy all the time, and I just don't want to. I guess there's no other way to say it. Do I feel bad about that? Yeah, kind of. But am I going to change? No. So when you have someone who is famous, they have a lot of face recognition out in the world, and they try to they represent a charity to try to raise awareness or money or both for a certain cause. You know, that's a good thing. No one can deny the tremendous amount of work and stuff that celebrities have brought to the world. Obviously, number one, Bono. I mean, this guy, he's all over the place trying to raise money and awareness for African debt relief. He's met with numerous American presidents, numerous world leaders, the United Nations takes him seriously. They listen to his advice. I don't think he's won the Nobel Peace Prize. I haven't done a lot of research on this. Like I told you in episode 1, I'm not really going to be doing a lot of research. So, but I don't think he's won the Nobel Peace Prize. But if he hasn't, he probably should, or at least be nominated. I don't know. So, it's always a good thing. I mean, back in the 80s, we had Live Aid. We had Willie Nelson was involved in Farm Aid for the American farmer. The Beastie Boys, I think it's MCA, is really big into Nepal and the oppression from the Chinese and getting Nepal to be its own sovereign state, or at least be out from influence from the Chinese. So, I mean, these are all good causes, these are all good things, and better to help these causes than to bring their brand, so to speak. I mean, celebrities, they are a brand. Actor, his or her face and name is a brand. So when you bring a huge brand like that to a cause, it can only be good. It will only help that cause out. So, I did do a little bit of research, and I went out to the internet, and I found Joelle's top five celebrity activists. I'm looking at the site right now. It's www.andpop.com. This is an article from May 29th, 2009, so it's fairly recent. And it lists Joelle. I don't know who Joelle is. I don't know. I mean, I guess she's some sort of columnist or journalist. But she listed her top five celebrity activists. So what we'll do, we'll just go through these, starting with number five, and talk about it, and talk about their cause, and talk about the celebrity involved, and all that kind of stuff. So number five, George Clooney. There we go, big name. I'll read the little blurb that Joelle wrote here. This actor was dubbed the sexiest man alive, is slowly shedding that reputation in place for one as one of Hollywood's leading activists. Clooney is known for his passionate beliefs about ending the violence in Darfur and has said that he will build support for the work the UN carry out. Quote, critically important work in some of the most difficult, dangerous, and dire places in the world, end quote. So George Clooney picked Darfur. I don't know why. I did read that he took a visit there, and when he came back, he really got into this cause. But I don't know, how does one pick Darfur? The world's a big place, and I don't know how you pick one. How do you pick a place like Darfur? Or you pick, I don't even know, any place else. But hey, good for him. Number four. Let's move on. I can't talk about George Clooney anymore. Number four. Sir Bob Geldof. Best known for, this is from the article again. Best known for organizing the 2005 Live 8 and 1985 Live AIDS benefit concerts, this scruffy singer-journalist is tremendously well-informed on the broad range of global and national issues. Currently, he is heavily involved in the Make Poverty History campaign, a campaign against third world poverty. Bob was recognized by Time magazine as one of the 2005 European heroes and made the front cover of their European edition in 2005. With such an impressive portfolio, it's a wonder this philanthropist has any time for making music. Now, for people who don't know, Sir Bob Geldof started out as just Bob Geldof. He was the lead singer of the Boomtown Rats. I love the Boomtown Rats. He also played the lead role in Pink Floyd The Wall, where we slowly watch him going crazy throughout the movie. And then in 1985, he does the Live Aid concert, and he also did that song, Do They Know It's Christmas, where he got a bunch of singers and musicians, kind of like We Are the World. But this was a specifically a Christmas song. And, you know, the chorus goes something like, do they know it's Christmas time at all? And this is asking the question, if you're an African stricken in poverty, how do you know when Christmas Day is? And how do you know when you're supposed to be merry and jolly and have this Christmas spirit and the whole Christmas season? And Bob, I just have to ask you, why would they celebrate Christmas? That is a Christian holiday. It's really a Western thing. And don't Africans celebrate Kwanzaa? And it isn't Kwanzaa the same time as Christmas or around the same time as Christmas? So do they know it's Christmas, or how do they know it's Christmas? Well, because it's the same time as Kwanzaa, and if they're celebrating Kwanzaa, then it would be Christmas also. Okay, I got to move on. Angelina Jolie, number 3, from the article. If Princess Diana created the template for a new breed of celebrity activism, it's actress Angelina Jolie, who is the current exemplar of the model. Like Diana, Jolie is a beautiful, privileged, formerly silly, and wild girl with a messy romantic history, who remade herself into a doting mom and world-class do-gooder. Also like Diana, she has devoted herself to her causes with a new convert's rigor. As a goodwill ambassador for the UN High Commissioner for Refugees, she has put her safety and health at risk to visit some of the planet's most troubled and forgotten places, donating millions of her own dollars and spending her spare time boning up on international law. Now, I kind of read that in a sarcastic way, but let's take the second half of that last sentence. Donating millions of her own dollars and spending her spare time boning up on international law. This is the first mention that the celebrity activist has donated their own money. I want to touch on this for just a second. These celebrities, they got millions and millions of dollars, and I'm going to try not to come off as jealous, because I'm not jealous. They have their money, they earned it, they spend it, all well and good. But when you have so much money and you go out and you fly in private jets, you have 3 houses. I just saw something the other day on TV where Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt, well, they're not together anymore, but they rented a house in France for $1 million a year. And, you know, I don't care about that, but when you have houses, when you have 3 or 4 houses around the world or more around the world, you have your own private jets, you have all these nannies that take care of your kids, you go out and you have these dinners and whatever. I can't get behind you telling me that I have to give. I give what I'm comfortable with. I do give to charity myself. It's a number that I'm comfortable with. My wife gives her time. That's what she's comfortable with. So we're all doing what we're comfortable with. And to have someone standing next to their own private jet saying, I'm going to fly off to the Cannes Film Festival now, but can't you just give a little more? Well, I've given what I'm comfortable with. Why don't you give a little more yourself and get in your private jet and go fly to France or London or whatever you want and leave me the hell alone. Okay, number 2. Actually, before we go to number 2, we're going to take a little break here and I want to play a song. I'm going to play Root Down by the Beastie Boys. Since we're doing celebrity activists, I'm going to play songs from bands that are celebrity activists. So I like the Beastie Boys a lot, and my favorite all-time song by the Beastie Boys is Root Down. It's off the Ill Communication album. So we'll take a little break, and hope you enjoy it.
That's a record.
We're back. Root Down by the Beastie Boys. Love that track. Love it. Okay, we're talking about celebrity activists here. We're going through Joelle's top five list off www.andpop.com. Okay, number two. Let's see if you can guess it. I'll give you 2 seconds. All right, if you guessed Oprah Winfrey, you are correct. Here's the blurb. Would this list be worth its salt if Oprah Winfrey wasn't present? Founded in 1998, Oprah's Angel Network makes grants to organizations in underserved communities that provide educational initiatives and assist people in fulfilling basic human needs and regaining dignity. OAN has raised over $50 million which is all given out since Oprah pays for all administrative costs. Oprah personally donated $10 million to rebuild homes after Hurricane Katrina, inspired by her 2004 South Africa trip, and when she distributed Christmas gifts to 50,000 children. And encouraged by Nelson Mandela, Oprah established a leadership academy for girls to nurture, educate, and turn gifted South African girls from impoverished backgrounds into the country's future leaders. The academy's doors opened in January 2007 with 152 students. You go, girl. Oprah Winfrey, I mean, she has been the richest woman in entertainment for how many years? We don't even know. A lot. She just got knocked off by Angelina Jolie, who, of course, was number three on this list. But, I mean, come on, Oprah, she started a school in South Africa. She's personally donated $10 million to help people from Hurricane Katrina. So, I mean, no one can deny Oprah's generosity, her time commitments, her financial commitments. Like I said at the beginning of the show, when a celebrity brings their brand, it really will only help the cause. And Oprah's brand is huge. I mean, it's huge. She is world known. So, you go, girl. It was in the article. And, I have to say it again. You go, girl. But then again, she's Oprah. And what man likes Oprah? I can't even think of one. Okay, drum roll, please. Number one, the number one activist. Let's recap real quick. Number five, George Clooney. Number four, Sir Bob Geldof. Number three, Angelina Jolie. Number two, Oprah Winfrey. And number one, you know it. Come on, you know it. Bono. Bono, lead singer of U2. Let's read the blurb. Bono has been instrumental in raising awareness of global poverty and the AIDS epidemic with his One Campaign, which has gotten stars such as George Clooney, there he is again, Matt Damon, and Brad Pitt on board. His charity work earned him a spot as one of Time's 2005 People of the Year. According to World Vision Canada, an accurate description of Bono would be, quote, a tireless crusader for issues affecting Africa. He is the type who prefers taking an activist role by making his views known to politicians, policymakers, and others who are in positions of influence, end quote. This outspoken rock star has made a massive impact with his activist work and demonstrated that helping others is the best way to celebrate your success. Oh, thank you, Bono. Thank you. I mean, this guy, he flies around the world in his own private jet. He talks to American presidents. He talks to European leaders. He talks to the United Nations. I mean, does he not talk to anybody? Do people, when Bono says, I need to talk to you about a crisis in our world, do people not drop everything to listen? But where Angelina Jolie in this article was mentioned giving her own money, where Oprah was mentioned giving her own money, I have never heard of Bono giving his own money. And the only thing that I ever hear Bono doing is that he's raising awareness. Let's talk about this for 1 second. Raising awareness. Is that enough? Do we ever hear about these celebrities going out and building a hut? Sort of like a Habitat for Humanity type thing, or digging a ditch for irrigation, or digging a hole for a latrine. No, they raise awareness by having $1,000 plate dinners and talking. They give a speech or they talk to a world leader. To me, it's not enough to raise awareness. That doesn't make you, what's the word I'm looking for? That doesn't make you the saint that you want to be known as. You have to do it. You never ask somebody to do something that you wouldn't do yourself. So if you ask somebody to give time, well, you got to give time yourself. If you ask somebody to give money, you got to give money yourself. If you ask someone to build a house or build a hut or dig a ditch, well, you got to be willing to do that yourself. Look, I don't know these celebrities personally. Obviously, I don't. So they might be doing all this. I might be coming down on them a little too hard for something that I'm completely wrong on. And if I am, then I apologize. But it is what it is. We hear what we hear in the news. And I really just can't take these celebrity activists seriously. And there's a whole South Park episode dedicated to Bono. If you haven't seen it, you should see it. But they you know, Bono, he does all this great work and everything, but he still comes off as the biggest piece of shit in the world. It's so hilarious. I can't take him seriously. He's just a major douchebag. And I want to go back to Bob Geldof for just a second. He did the song "Do They Know It's Christmas" back in the 80s. And at the end of the song, he's given this little speech about how we need to make the world a better place and all this stuff. And he says, "Well, we've been up for 24 hours now, and it's we got to go home. We've been in the studio for so long. It's time for us to go home and be with our families," or whatever he says. And it's so pretentious. I mean, really, Bob, you were out for 24 hours straight. You poor little baby, singing a song. Oh, your life is so hard. I mean, if you were in Africa, you haven't eaten for 2 weeks, you see people around you murdered by warlords, your family's dead, are you really going to feel bad? Oh, man, my whole life, I live in a mud hut. I eat worms that I dig out of the ground. Whew, but Bob Geldof, he sang that song for me, and it makes me feel really good. And I'm so glad that he didn't spend any more time in the studio than he did, because he was up for 24 hours. And I'm glad that he finally got to go home and fly on his private jet and go to his house in the Mediterranean and enjoy himself. Because that's really, I mean, he did a whole lot for me. So I really appreciate all your help there, Bob Geldof. Oh, these celebrities, they're just pretend. I mean, the pretentiousness. Really? Is anybody that? I can't even believe people are that pretentious. All right. I can't talk about this anymore. I got to end the show. Okay, what's the point? I have a point. The point is, charities obviously are a good thing. Giving of yourself, giving up your money, it's a good thing to help somebody who is less fortunate than you. And when a celebrity can bring their brand to a charity, that charity inevitably is going to receive, you know, a lot of attention and a lot of help from people that it normally wouldn't have. But at the same time, celebrity activists are just douchebags. And douchebag is a word that's being overused lately. But it really does describe celebrity activists. They're douchebags. The pretentious douchebags. So, let's end the show on a song. We're going to end it with U2 off the War album, since Bono is the number one celebrity activist. The song is 40. It's off the War album. So, thanks for listening. We'll talk to you later. One, two, three, four.
of America.